Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. I do spend a lot of time on the radio. Love it. Gets me away from the stresses of the Affordable Care Act and the State Board of Education. In addition to being a CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, I'm also chair of the State Board of Education. A lot of exciting stuff going on in education, including competency-based education, extended learning opportunities. When I travel for my real job as Delta Dental's CEO, I get to talk to people from all across the country, and they look to New Hampshire as leading edge when it comes to education. So we're pretty proud of that. Last week's show, which was around January 1st, we had Coach Tom Walton, and he talked about exercise, wellness. Is there such a thing as a positive addiction in terms of being addicted to working out? And that can be certainly a good thing. And it was pertinent that I had Tom on the show because later in the day we actually had the Millennium Mile down in Londonderry. That's their mile race, which is a slightly downhill course, so you probably will get your best mile time ever. And Tom actually won his age group, 60 and over. So congratulations to Coach Tom Walton, getting a lot of good feedback, you know, on his show on exercise. And of course, he also coaches NHTI cross country and teaches a physical training class at cross country certifying physical trainers. So, in any event, so a companion piece, of course, to exercise and rest and psychological health, of course, is you are what you eat. And so, about a year ago, we had Lori Myers on to talk about the whole aspect of food. And welcome back, Lori. It seems like yesterday you were here, and it's already another year.
Thank you, Tom. I want to just say, take a minute to tell you what a wonderful community service you offer the Concord community with this radio show. I can get on this site. I can look and see what's going on at the McAuliffe Center. I can find out. I had no idea that Johnson, the farmer's market, goes in and out of businesses. So thank you so much for what you're doing for the community, and thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you're welcome. I have a great time, and it's funny you mentioned that, because one of the things I've learned, I'm pretty well connected, but by doing this now for 5 years, there are so many great organizations mm-hmm. out there. Some are not-for-profits, mm-hmm. Some are in this field we're about to talk about. So
and you can get on and link into old shows. So if you missed a show, I've gone back and listened to shows that and learn something new each time I listen. So
that's great to
wonderful.
Hear.
Thank you.
And what Lori's alluding to, if you go on to the Northeast Delta Dental website, we have a radio section and all the 5 years of shows. You can actually click on the podcast. So, for example, we had Gene Jaralskis on from the Discovery Center, and I know when I get comments in the community, oh, what's going on at the Discovery Center, I actually refer, just as Lori mentioned, mm-hmm. To my website where we can get the radio section, and you can click on that show and so forth. So you were here about a year ago, but I think it's always good to level set the organization. So mm-hmm. tell us, you have a long history. I know you also live in Bow, and I live in Bow. We love Bow, of course.
Yeah.
And you have, can't believe it, but you have 8 grandchildren.
Yep. Are they all, number 9's on the way.
Are they all local? Or?
No, I have 5 are in Virginia. 2 are here in Ware, New Hampshire. And 1 is in Vancouver, British Columbia, with a second one on the way.
Wow.
British Columbia. Yeah, the kids are scattered. It's a little, kind of sad at Christmas. I wish we were all together, but that's why we have airplanes and,
exactly.
we can get on.
And Skype and so forth.
Yeah, exactly.
I can relate to that. We love Bow. We love to ski. But I have, I've got 2 kids in Colorado, 1 in Chicago and 1 in Boston.
Yeah.
So I can definitely relate to that. So tell us your long history and how you got into this.
Well,
really.
I say life should be like a quilt. You know, the pieces separate make no sense, but tied together, you've got something that comes together and is perfectly beautiful. But I am the outreach manager for Granite State Natural Foods and love my position there. I get to meet with all the doctor's offices. We are partnered with the Payson Center at Concord Hospital. I chair Heart of the Grape for Concord Hospital, which all the money for that benefits breast cancer research. So I'm deeply involved within the community, and our store is a family-owned store. We've been there since 1971, same owners. We have a lot of doctors that send their patients to us when they're looking for supplements, or the folks going through the anti-cancer lifestyle program get to use their little pass to come through our store to help them buy some healthier options in the bulk department or in the grocery set. We do have a small grocery set as well. But I started out, had a wonderful interest in journalism, then continued on studying deaf education, had cancer back in 1979, and then was hungry for medical knowledge and went and studied nursing.
And then you got your certification.
Yeah, I'm a nutritional counselor and certified health specialist through Trinity School out of Indiana. And this is a program specifically for folks like me that are going on the natural path. And I do it for accountability, mostly because of, you know, the folks I deal with at the hospital and the patients. Obviously, we're not prescribing in any way, but it gives us more in-depth, allows us to pull the layers of the onion off so that I can completely wrap my head around all the different fat-soluble, water-soluble vitamins, herbals, homeopathics, all that sort of thing. So, and we have a database that we link into at the store that we can print off for our customers that gives them clinical trials and PubMed studies so they can take back to their provider and help them make some good choices when that particular patient wants to go maybe a natural route with their doctor's permission. We have a superior customer service staff. Usually four of us are on the floor at all times. So that definitely sets the store apart, and it's a privilege to work for the Janot family.
And where is the store located?
We're on North State Street, just past Boutwell's, 164 North State.
You can go bowling first and then go to the store?
You can absolutely go bowling first.
And then check into the
prison.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
If you're a member of the Moose, you can go to the Moose. And yeah, we are, you know.
Great location.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very easy to get to. Now, clearly you have a passion for this.
I do.
So did this come directly as a result of your health scare?
Or? I would say it gave me that hunger for knowledge. And honestly, Tom, when you think about it, a lot of times what we see with prescriptions, and I did work in pharmacy for a while, a lot of times when I see prescriptions, sometimes it's a Band-Aid on a problem, might give somebody relief. But I always was so hungry to know of why did my body get cancer at such a young age? What was there something I could have done differently? Was there a certain food I could have stayed away from? What could I do differently? So when we look at allopathic medicine or naturopathic medicine, when we look at naturopathic medicine, we're looking at a more integrated approach to what can we do so that the body has the ability to heal itself. What can I add to my regimen to take care of my body, to make my immune system stronger so I'm not sick? What can I do to keep inflammation at bay so that maybe I'm not looking at cancer or diabetes or heart disease down the road?
Well, let's pause on inflammation. What does inflammation do to our bodies?
Well, inflammation is the root cause of all disease. And when we look at inflammation, it can be like inflammation in a way can be a good thing, like when you cut your hand and you can see that the tissue is swelling around there. That's your body throwing those cells to a certain point to help your body heal and overcome that wound, let's say. But inflammation can also be detrimental. And too much inflammation creates many of the diseases that we are seeing today. We can look at diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer and type 1 diabetes and a host of other things, arthritis. Some inflammatory diseases cause pain and some are silent. So I look back at my time maybe with cancer and think maybe there's things I could do to add to my regimen to build up and to keep my inflammation at bay.
Just so I can keep my real job, which is CEO of Delta Dental. Of course, inflammation, you know, gum disease.
Absolutely.
So that's why, I mean, oral health, I always tell people, you can't have good overall health without good oral health, because if you have the, if you have inflamed gums, you know, there are many situations where someone can't even have their heart surgery because they have gum issues or whatever. So you have to take care of your teeth. It's well beyond, you know, self-esteem issues. It's that connectivity. And I'm so glad that, you know, you've raised that point. So after the commercial break, we're going to kind of explore the Hippocratic comment, let food be thy medicine, or I like to say, you know, you are what you are, you eat. And let's maybe give a radio tease. What has changed since Hippocrates said that 2,500 years ago?
Yeah, look at the stress that we're dealing with now, Tom. Stress wreaks havoc in our bodies. Look at what we eat. Everybody's on the go. Let's quick get a fast food dinner. Some of these foods are just so void of nutrients. And when we're not feeding our body with the proper nutrients, our body can't sustain this kind of lifestyle. And so inflammation just takes over.
Exactly. I was just with Nancy Clark. She's a famous sports nutritionist. I go to her every once in a while just because I work out a lot, and I just want to make sure that I'm eating the right thing. And that's a point that she made. You know, if you eat on the run, you eat processed food. If you're not eating thoughtfully, if you're not eating mindfully, it's going to take its toll for sure.
It'll catch up with you. I mean, even people's immune response to what people that are sick all the time, one of the things we notoriously ask them at the store is, you know, what's your diet like? And, you know, simply sometimes by adding the proper foods back into their regimen, they can boost their own immune system. So we see it often.
Definitely have a passion for this. So I asked you this last year when you were on the show. I mean, obviously you are so credible. You have your certification. Your store is well known. You have a long track record of credibility. But some of the, I would say, less credible organizations that are out there selling different things, does that impact your ability to get your point across sometimes?
It does, Tom. But I think once somebody's in the door and they see our store, one of the things I like to tell our customers is that everything in our store is real estate, and nothing gets real estate on our shelf that we as a team haven't vetted over and looked over thoroughly for the manufacturing practices. Are there clinical trials associated with this product? Where's the product made? So, but you're right, Tom. It is. When we look at, you know, some of the bad publicity that some supplements get in the mass market industry, you know, luckily we stand behind everything on our shelves.
Great. Well, we'll pick up on that after commercial break. Laura Myers is with me, the outreach manager for Grand State Naturals. Please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this weekend, January 9th and 10th, depending on when you listen to this. On the 9th, of course, it's at 9:05, and the 10th, you get up early because that's 7:05. And want to give my great colleague at the station, Ken Kale, a shout out. He allowed me to guest host yesterday, Friday, and I filled 2 to 5, and that, of course, is 3 hours. So as I say to Ken all the time, I have a great respect for a talk show host filling in the 3 hours. Of course, the Delta Dental show here is only 25 minutes. And so Ken called in, and it was great that he allows me to get the pleasurable experience, you know, of radio, which, again, is, for me anyway, less stressful than healthcare and education. Now, getting back to my guest, Laurie Myers, who is the outreach manager and health and beauty buyer for the Grand State Naturals here in Concord. Mm-hmm. Tell us again, Laurie, your location and your role when you're at the store.
We're at 164 North State, just past Boutwell's Bowling Alley. And we just went through some remodeling, so people usually know us by our awnings on the front of the building.
Beautiful.
The awnings are gone. Yeah, well, they're coming back. They're just being redone. So nice big facelift to the store. It looks beautiful.
And when I came to Concord in 95, the first event that I hosted, or I'm really out in the community, as you know, there was an event at Boutwell. So Boutwell's has a near and dear, so everybody knows where that bowling alley is. And I'm really into running, but one of my running friends, the announcer in the run, Andy, says, "So glad, Tom, you got into running as opposed to bowling, because we sponsor all these races." But anyway, I love Boutwell's. We had some junior achievement events there. So, okay, so you're the outreach manager.
Yep.
So now you're at the store, and I come in and I look puzzled, you know, maybe I'm slightly depressed, I might be a little overweight, I'm seeking information. So I look at you longingly, and how do you help me?
Oh, the first thing I say is, there's something I can help you find. And I honestly, sometimes people walk into a store like ours, and we have an extensive supplement section, and it can be absolutely overwhelming. And sometimes people are just maybe like a little embarrassed to ask, or, and we've heard everything. There's nothing that you couldn't ask any one of our team members that we haven't heard and can't help you maneuver through the aisles to find something that might be appropriate. But I'll ask you, is there something I can help you find? And from there, maybe the doctor has sent you in, you want to try something natural, maybe you're battling with depression, maybe you have a list of things, maybe you've got some digestive issues going on, but then maybe you've got some pain, like some arthritic pain. So we try to start with what's most important. We might offer some suggestions. We'll definitely give you some printouts that you can take back to your doctor, that he can, and between the two, he or she can help you go over some things that could be helpful. So that's really what we do. We try to start at the top and work our way down, and we're certainly mindful of people's budgets. I always act like it's my own money I'm spending, so if I think you're overdoing it, I will definitely tell you. And sometimes we'll have you start with one thing. Sometimes, you know, putting two or three things on the table, you're not going to know what's working. So we may have you just start with one. Depends. Every case is different, and that's why we have a big team on the floor, so that we can give you our undivided attention.
And with your knowledge, expertise, your certification, you certainly have a lot of credibility. And, of course, with your West Virginian accent, very warm.
No one's ever said that to me, West Virginia.
It's funny because the Delta Dental occasionally has meetings in West Virginia. I can always tell people that.
That's so funny because we lived in Birmingham, Alabama for 11 years, and I always think and wish I could sort of hold on to that southern accent. Right now, the warm weather sounds nice, although today's...
A little better.
We
couldn't complain about December, for sure. Now, you mentioned inflammation.
Yeah.
So if I come in and I'm complaining about arthritis or just inflammation, I mean, is there certain foods that you recommend?
Well, there is. Though we would definitely kind of find out what's going on in your diet. There definitely are foods that definitely cause inflammation. And if people aren't familiar with, let's say, someone like Dr. Andrew Weil, and it's weil.com. He has a wonderful anti-inflammatory food pyramid that is super helpful, that, you know, people like to learn and to look at his list. But, you know, there's other food that you can add. One of the things that we're seeing a lot of now is turmeric, or the root part of turmeric, which is curcumin. And sometimes people say, well, couldn't I just take, I like certain foods with turmeric, I'll just add it. You would need a lot to get the medicinal properties from turmeric, and sometimes different formulators will add black pepper to turmeric, will help with the absorption. But sometimes isolating out just the curcuminoids, we're seeing amazing results with that for people with pain. And I think that's the real big one right now. And as far as like what do we see with inflammation? Certainly, I mentioned the arthritis, sometimes the hidden things like cancer when you don't know about that. So even depression can be inflammation. That's what we're seeing. But gluten, we hear so much now. Why is everybody's looking at gluten? And you know, gluten is a big one now. We're seeing just folks by eliminating gluten in their diet can really cut down on some inflammation. Each time you eat gluten, for certain people, the body sounds an alarm, and your body wants to attack the proteins within the gluten. So, and then sometimes it can go on and be celiac disease, which is where the gluten actually damages the small intestine and prevents these nutrients from absorbing. So definitely inflammation can wreak havoc on you.
Let's switch gears a little bit. When I mentioned I was visiting with you, I got this question. So are there such thing as whole food vitamins, and how do they differ from the vitamins you might get at a drugstore?
Yeah, well, what we're going to tell you when you come in is, ideally, you always want to get your supplements from food. Let food be thy medicine is one of the it's the title we kind of, Tom and I, threw around for this show today. But, you know, ideally you want to get your supplements from, get your nutrients from food. But our food supply has changed a lot. And when we are lucky enough to be able to buy local, like we can down at the Johnson's Farm or Market there in Hooksett, or we can buy, when you can buy organic, we're buying the nutrients might be, and they are better. Sometimes we know our food supply has changed a great deal. The soil has changed. Farming practices have changed so that the soil isn't as nutritive. So what grows there isn't quite as full of these more wonderful vitamins and minerals like they used to be. So we try to do the best we can with getting our nutrients from food, but sometimes we certainly encourage people to take a multivitamin per se, and there's some new technology in the the last 20 years, maybe a little more, where companies that can actually now capture food and actually take the food as opposed to isolate and actually get the minerals from food directly into a multivitamin. There's one company actually right in our backyard in Londonderry, New Hampshire, called Megafood, megafood.com. You can actually get on their website, and they have partnered up with many local farms. Get on their website and actually watch the food go down the conveyor belts and see them actually making all of their vitamins directly from food. They partner with local farms. When they can't do local, they form a relationship with the farmer so that you know there's some transparency there. You know where these nutrients are coming from. And it's amazing. We see people that can actually have made real turnarounds by taking whole food supplements, such as a wonderful company like Megafood out of Londonderry.
So you've mentioned Megafood, you mentioned Dr. Well, and you mentioned Johnson Golden Harvest. Of course, we've had we've had Karen and Brian on. They're right by the Hooksett toll booth, and of course, Brian, you know, definitely understands the importance of buying food, you know, local, and the importance of that. So we have a couple of minutes. Why don't you talk about, you know, obviously you mentioned what's changed in the last couple of 100 years. We obviously have probably more stress and more eating on the go and so forth. You've used it. What is the clean 15 and what's the dirty dozen?
I love to talk about this because a lot of people tell me that, you know, they can't really, organic can be expensive. So, and I get that and I understand that. What's happened, Tom, is that our food supply is so overdone with pesticides and contaminants that when you can buy organic, this product has been certified to be clean of pesticides. So if you can only buy from what we call the dirty dozen or to avoid the dirty dozen, like apples, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, grapes, celery, spinach, bell peppers, cucumbers, even cherry tomatoes, peas, and potatoes are all pretty contaminated. So when you have an option to buy local or buy organic, you're keeping down on your pesticide residue, which also would add to inflammation. And then there's what they call the Clean 15. So I won't go into all that, Tom. People can get on to the Environmental Working Group, which is EWG.org, Environmental Working Group, and these lists are posted there. So you certainly don't have to buy everything organic. Avocados, for example, cabbage, these are all things, onions, that you do not have to buy organic. So save your money there. But if you can afford to buy, you eat apples all the time and those skins are on, you know, if you cannot, you know, thoroughly washing them is one thing, but if you can afford to buy organic, buy local or organic.
And that's where Johnson Golden Harvest comes in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us that website again.
EWG.org, Environmental Working Group. You can actually plug in and find all kinds of stuff. If you want to know if your shampoo or conditioner, how full of contaminants it is, you can actually plug in the brand name of your shampoo and it will tell you, because there are additives not only in our food supply, but it's all across the board, Tom.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. Can you leave us with one message from the Grand State Naturals in terms of that you're educational, et cetera?
I would have to say that the store is exceptional in that the customer service is superior. We have an extensive trained staff that's on the floor at all times. You never have to feel like you're bothering somebody or that we don't know the answer. We're going to find you the answer. We're going to give you printouts. And it's truly a privilege to work for the Genop family.
You're credible. You have the expertise.
Thank you.
It's awesome. And thank you again for all
you're
the work
welcome,
you do
Tom.
In the
Thanks
community.
Thanks again for having me on.
And you mentioned early on you're the co-chair of the hospital's Heart of the Grape.
Coming up in March.
Perfect. All right, Lori Myers, we'll have you on again. Lori is the outreach manager for Granite State Naturals. Thank you for joining me this
January
9th. Thank you,
Tom. It's always a privilege.
My pleasure. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.